A quick message about the kingdom. So glorious. We know that Jesus Christ's most frequent topic when he was on the earth as a man was and is today the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. That's the anointing. That's the presence of God Almighty. The presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what the kingdom is. It's God. For us, the Holy Spirit. And so it should be the topic that we focus on the most, that we talk about the most, that we teach about and preach about and that we focus on. The kingdom is the key. The key for us in our personal walk and in our ministry. It's the key for every person on the earth. The answer for every person on the earth. Amen. I hope that you can hear this creek flowing. It's been raining, as I've said in other messages, and this water is flowing. I hope you can hear it. The kingdom is the answer for every person on the earth. Amen. God wants to save every person. He created every person. As much as we may not believe that, many questions as people have, how could there be so much suffering in the world? How could every person be created by God when so many people suffer and they suffer miserably and they die at an early age? And I don't want to get to those questions right now. The kingdom is the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God, so glorious, so wonderful, he can't be put into human words. When we find him, when we find his presence, he's the only one we will ever want forever, for all eternity. God created us for this. He created us ultimately to fellowship with him. That's what we were born to do, is fellowship with him. That's the kingdom. That's the presence of Jesus in the fourth phase of walking with him. And this is important, what I'm about to say. I've said this before, but it's so important to understand. A real tragedy is that 90% or more of those people who are saved, glory to God that they're saved. Praise the Lord that there are as many as 2 billion, 2.5 billion people who are saved. But 90% or more of them stay in phase one of the four phases. They just get born again. They don't go into phase two. They don't really meet the Holy Spirit for real, although we know the Holy Spirit's with us our entire life. But they only just get saved and born again, and that's it. They don't go forward. They don't move into the second, third, and fourth phases. It's probably 90 to 95%. And that's, therein, we all, if we are a Christian, we know much of the church is in dead religion. They're either Protestant or Catholic. And again, it's fantastic and wonderful that they are saved. At least we hope that they are, but they are in something other than the real Jesus Christ. They are in a religious activity, dead religion. They have not received the glorious Holy Spirit enough to the point that they are gotten into the second phase. And then the reasons for this, well, it's their decisions and choices, of course, But it's also that we, those of us who are, would be what I call spirit-filled Christians, that we're not doing our ministry. That we're not winning them. We're not getting the anointing. We're not entering the kingdom, because that's how people get, receive the anointing in Jesus Christ. That's the only way. It's only through the anointing. It's only through the actual presence of Jesus Christ and the power of God. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. That's in Isaiah. Also, Jesus said, you people only believe if you see signs and wonders. Remember, he said that. Well, that's God speaking to us, and it's basically true. You know, we might believe, but we really don't believe until we see signs and wonders and the miracles and all the wonderful things God does. And then we realize there's a God. He's alive. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Because we are like sheep, all of us have gone astray. We've all together are corrupt. There's no one who does good. No, not one. There's no one who's righteous. The human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. We need Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So why do I repeat these things and emphasize them? It's so important. We should focus all of our time and energy on the kingdom, on the presence of Jesus. Here's another truth. The presence and the power of God are different. The presence of God is Him. Him, His person, His glory, His majesty, and all the wonderful characteristics He has. Merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. His power is different. And we get this, a big revelation of this, and when Moses and the children of Israel were, they saw His power every day, the cloud by day, the fire by night, and they saw these miracles that He was doing. And after all that, Moses said, "Show me Your glory." And the Lord revealed Himself in that famous, wonderful passage. So that first, the seeing His power in His acts, that's His power. But His glory is His presence, His person, what He's like, His nature, His characteristics, His... Amen. So we have the presence with us all the time. And when we know His presence, then we can, He can entrust us with His power. We can receive His power. And His power is for ministry, for a reason and a season. And His power lifts after the ministry, and then we're in His presence. We could not contain and deal with His power all the time. We would be, we're frail beings. But His presence, you know, our spirit person gets born again, and so, but we get filled with the Spirit. It's a mystery. We can't explain it fully. But this is, I believe it is a mystery, because we just have to humble ourselves and submit to Him, and He does it. Amen. We let go, we let God. We let Him do it.